The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
The soul of Jefferson.
Good morning. Welcome to Jefferson State of Mind. I'm the host, Wynn Carpenter, with my friend and host, Janet Chandler. How are you doing, Janet?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good.
Except for the smoke.
Oh, my gosh. I turned my headlights on to come in. Because in certain parts where I was driving through, it was that bad.
You know, you're coming, of course, I come down from Bernie, and I thought it was bad in Bernie, and then I hit the Bella Vista area, mm-hmm. and it's just horrible. And then you get over towards the valley more, and it clears up some.
Oh.
But it's awful over towards the east.
So yes. It must be really bad then, because, I turned my headlights on because, I had opposing traffic. Oh, no, nah, we're not taking a chance here. It was bad.
Yep.
Oh, and you can taste it.
I know.
You can chew it.
I'm thinking about my poor car filters.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Air conditioning filters, whole package. Well, we hope that they get those fires out pretty soon because, you know, they've escalated from a couple hundred acres to now thousands of acres.
Dare I say, I think they're letting them burn.
Oh, yes, they absolutely are. Given the area that they are up by the lake, they're letting it burn.
Yep.
And so hopefully nobody gets hurt and nobody has been hurt. You know, just put it out, please. We're all done with this.
No loss of property so far.
This didn't used to happen back in the day.
Well, when we had loggers in there keeping the forest clean.
Yeah, and they would be the first ones to the fire.
Exactly.
Most of the time they put them out.
Yes, with your equipment right there.
Yep, exactly. All right, enough of the trauma that we're suffering here in Shasta County. If you want to be part of the show today, you can call area code 530-605-4567. Again, 605-4567. You can listen at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, and you can go onto your computer and check it out at kcnr1460.com. All right. I think we covered our bases.
We're done. See you next week.
All right. What are we covering today? We're covering constitutions.
We are, and I actually have here in front of me four different constitutions. The federal constitution, which is in the form of a little pamphlet that is barely 30, 40 pages long.
Right.
The California Constitution, which is an entire paperback book, which is 300 and something pages long. The State of Jefferson Constitution, which even in its biggest format is, I don't know, 35, 38 pages long. And then we have the great state of New California. They have just presented their constitution to the public. So we are going to be looking today at New California, what they are presenting, what they are working towards. And since they have just introduced their constitution and they had some sort of election on approving, affirming, saying yay or nay to their constitution, we're going to be looking at their constitution and somewhat how it compares to the other three. And I think we all understand and recognize that the state of California is broken. It is irredeemably broken. It cannot be fixed. We have gone so far down the muddy slide that there is no way to repair what is in tatters and shatters. So any group that wants to come up with an idea of how to replace California has my interest and attention. And there have been several.
Right.
Going back to the 1940s, when people were upset in the north part of the state that the rest of the state was forgetting them and taxing them and not giving them anything on their return. In the 1970s, I believe we had Stan Statham come up with a state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own state of Jefferson movement in the
teens.
And we carried that about as far as we could go. And now we are looking at the idea of a four-way split for the state of California. The problem arises, and it always has, representation.
Yes.
A state as large as ours and with a legally limited legislature, we cannot get the representation that we need.
Well, and right now, too, every time you look at how we are represented as an entire state, the representative numbers are from L.A. County South. That's where the numbers are. So anything down there dictates, no matter what we do up here, they tell us, dictate, vote on things that we are obligated to comply with, if you will, to a point, and we have no choice on it. We have no way of arguing. We have no way of doing anything about it, plus which they're not our representatives.
And they know that.
And they know that, and they use that to the letter. They use that.
Yes.
So if we call them, they'll say, well, contact your legislator. And so we do, but they're on our side for the most part sometimes, and there's nothing we can do, absolutely nothing.
I know I don't have the numbers exactly correct, but it's something to the effect of there is one senator for 11 northern counties,
mm-hmm.
and there are 11 senators for Los Angeles County alone.
And parts of other counties as well that right around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no way that we can ever get good representation. And when we took this case to court, the judge agreed.
She did.
Yes.
And she had adjudicated the case to in our favor to do the separation. And then, what, 3 days later, 4 days later, she changed her mind after she illegally spoke with somebody else. Because they weren't privy to the entire case. They weren't there. She did. Yeah, that's another fight for another day.
And they don't want to change. And the judge actually said, well, yes, you don't have good representation, but neither does anyone else in the state, so stop complaining.
Right.
That was essentially what she said. So,
yes.
Yeah, bad representation, but so what do you want me to do about it?
Stay with what you said there, Missy.
Yes. So, why do I not support, then, New California, which is trying to bring about a separation? Well, my first complaint about New California is that they purport to be following the federal constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep coming back to Article 4, Section 4
mm-hmm.
of the federal constitution,
yep.
which guarantees everyone a Republican form of government.
Right.
And that is great. We do require a Republican form of government, and it says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. So they are basing what they want to do on Article 4, Section 4.
Right.
And their idea is that California is in a state of insurrection,
mm-hmm.
and therefore President Trump is going to take away the power of the state from the elected officials, primarily Governor Newsom, and he is going to turn it over to the New California people, and then they will establish their New California state based on their constitution, which they will present to Congress, have it approved, and then they will be in charge of California.
He doesn't have the jurisdiction to do that.
President Trump...
The president does not have the jurisdiction.
There is nowhere in the Constitution where it says that.
Right.
So they're basing it on the West Virginia model. During the Civil War,
interesting.
Virginia seceded from the Union.
Right.
And they said, we're leaving the Union. We're joining the Confederate States of America. Goodbye. Farewell. See ya. They had left the country. They had withdrawn their covenant from the country and the Constitution. The western portion of Virginia said, no, 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 we don't want to go with you. We want to stay with the United States. And they appealed to the United States government to let them form the state of West Virginia. I'm being very brief here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the West Virginia model and how they did it. California has not seceded.
Right.
You can say that California is in a state of insurrection if you want to, but that doesn't make it true, and that doesn't make it legal, and that doesn't give President Trump any authority to take over the state and turn it over to somebody else.
Well, especially since the legislature has not voted on it publicly that we're aware of to make that happen.
Let's look at Article 4, Section 3.
Yeah.
And it gives all of the details on how one state can separate from another.
Right.
Now, New California people, you are so hung up on Article 4, Section 4. That's fine. But let's not forget Article 4, Section 3.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that federal constitution so much, then look at Article 3. And it says that one of the requirements forming...
You mean Section 3?
Section 3. Yes. Article 4, Section 3.
Yep.
If one of the requirements for forming a new state is to get permission from your state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. And they know that. It's just that they know it can't be done, so they want to ignore it.
You can't ignore it.
You can't ignore it. It's there. It's part of the Constitution.
Right. So you have to address it, however it needs to be addressed.
However it needs to be
addressed. And if they're successful in getting it addressed, great, more power to them.
Yes. And we would like to work with you on that.
Yes.
But we already tried.
Yes.
Yes.
We've been down that road and spent a bunch of money doing it.
And they claim that President Trump or the people around him are aware of what they are doing. And the New California people are just waiting to take over and be handed the state of California on a platter, I guess.
So they don't have a shadow government in place, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
And that's...
if you go to their website...
That's illegal.
Yeah, it's rather bizarre. They have already chosen what they call their CEO, their CFO, and all of these officers, and they have pictures of these people... I did not vote for these people, so how can they purport to represent me when I had absolutely no part in their election?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure just what they think they're doing. So I look back.
So it's all self-appointed.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes. Also, if they are calling themselves a CEO, a chief executive officer, a CFO, a chief financial officer, and some other people, is this a corporation then?
Right.
Have they formed the Corporation of New California? They're not calling themselves governor on their website, but I have heard them refer to themselves as governor of New California without an election.
Interesting.
So what exactly is their status? When we worked on the state of Jefferson, we knew that it would not function well without the buy-in of the people.
Absolutely.
And with every county that showed an interest, that county had to go to the people and in some way or another show that the people were behind and supporting this movement.
And they did it multiple ways. They appealed to the boards of supervisors who would approve it, and several did. Most of them did.
Yes.
And then another board of supervisors took it to the people in an election format, and the people voted for it.
It was on the county ballot.
Right. And then the others that did not do that, like Shasta County, because... our board of supervisors at the time would not support it, even though they told us to our face that they would. They lied, former board supervisors. So we had to go around them, and we had to collect signatures to do that. And in all settings there, we collected signatures and took all that information and the paperwork to Sacramento to get stamped and approved that we submitted for separation.
And we had to have a certain percentage of the signatures to
correct.
Show that there actually was buy-in.
That's correct.
Which
That's right.
Which we did.
Yes.
And New California has kind of kept this all under wraps.
And that was for 23 counties.
Yes.
23 counties did that.
Yep.
And copies of those documents are held in various locations throughout the territory of Jefferson. Just so everybody knows, we do have those. And, they were all date stamped as received by the state, and they didn't want to take them in the beginning, but by the time we got done, they were taking them. No problem.
And for a few years, we had town halls in which the public was invited. They could
correct.
Come. They could ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Baird spoke. He gave the rationale. He gave the details on what we were doing and why and how it all worked and how they could be involved. The state of New California yesterday had an election at the Red Lion Hotel in Redding. And it was for the counties of Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou. And I am sure that there were a lot of people who drove down from Siskiyou County to vote at some sort of election in Redding.
Hmm.
It was to present the state of New California and its constitution. And you could go to the website and read the constitution. And then I guess in the election, the purpose was to say yes or no. You liked that constitution and that you you thought what the state of New California was doing was good. It was, I don't know, how do you elect a constitution? I'm not quite sure how that works, but I think what they meant was that you were affirming that you liked the Constitution.
Hmm.
So I went to their website, and I downloaded their Constitution, and I did read it. And so now we can look at this Constitution of New California, and we can compare it to California and our federal constitution and to the state of Jefferson constitution. Okay. So how would I have voted yesterday? Oh, before we leave that voting, interestingly, in order to vote, you would have to take and present a photo ID and proof of residence, which means either your car registration or a utility bill.
I saw that.
Well, you know, I don't even know who these people are.
Right.
Who is running this election? If I get there to vote, to whom am I giving this information?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to give out my photo ID with my driver's license number on it. I don't like to give my registration and utility information, which gives my street address, to people that I don't even know.
Right.
If I do it with the county or the state to register to vote, at least I have some sort of assurance that it's going to people that I can trust. It is a government agency who
right.
already have that information, but I don't know these people.
Right. Some people just having an event at a hotel ballroom, and did they scan them? Did they just look at them? Do we know?
I have no idea because I obviously did not go.
Yeah.
But if they want me to approve their great state of New California constitution, then they lost because there is no way that I would approve this document.
Right.
For several reasons. First of all, they said that they had had a couple of conventions in which this constitution was presented. And they say that at the very beginning, they say it is all human individuals are by nature free, individual, and independent, and they have certain unalienable rights, and that the job of government is to protect these rights. And it goes on and on and on, and it is way too wordy. The entire Constitution is way too wordy, and it sounds like it's AI-generated or cut-and-paste.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several redundancies and repetitions, and it's not written in language that you or I would understand.
Hmm.
In fact...
Was that done by design?
I don't know. And I can't imagine that a group of people read through this Constitution several times and thought it was very good and ready for the people because, okay, it is 25 pages long or something, and I'm getting to here. Here is an example of the writing in this Constitution. Now, I apologize. I know that people get very bored when people read something to them, but in this case, I want you to think about what it says and what I am reading to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is sloppy. It makes no sense. And this is not a constitution that is written for the people because it is incomprehensible. This section is Article 7, and it involves state debts. Hang with me while I read you this one sentence. This is a sentence without a semicolon, and without a period. The legislature shall not in any manner create any debt or debts, liability or liabilities, which shall singly or in the aggregate with any previous debts or liabilities, except in case of war to repel invasion or suppress insurrection, unless the same shall be authorized by some law for some single object or work, to be distinctly specified therein, which law shall provide ways and means exclusive of loans for the payment of the debt or liability as it falls due, and also pay and discharge the principal of such debt or liability within 20 years from the time of the contracting thereof, and shall be irrepealable until the principal and interest thereon shall be paid and discharged.
Okay, as a retired high school teacher, what problem did you see with that?
Oh, none at all. I mean, it's crystal clear.
Oh, my gosh.
And there were too many instances throughout this Constitution of just such verbiage.
Right.
This is not written for people to understand and use. This is gobbledygook. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Did someone actually read that and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's good. Let's leave that in the Constitution and have people approve it. What the heck?
Right. Right.
And there is just too much within this Constitution.
Well, and there are systems and programs that, you know, you can run pretty much anything typed up that you can run it through a system to see if it's meeting the message you're trying to convey, and also is the context grammatically correct? Is it clearly a huge run-on?
A run-on sentence. There it is.
There are ways of getting those things addressed and fixed properly. So the ball was dropped.
If the people who are in charge of New California allowed this to be in their constitution,
mm-hmm.
what else are they doing that makes no sense?
Right.
How carefully have they thought out what they want their people to know about government?
How much time did they spend on this?
I don't know. Maybe no time at all. How long does it take to cut and paste an AI?
I don't know.
I know how long it took to write the Constitution of the State of Jefferson.
I know you did.
And we went through every sentence, and we worked very hard to keep it comprehensible
to the
people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Short sentences to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Article 7, state debts. And if that's their main goal is to talk about state debts, the entire paragraph, I only read you half the paragraph, and that was one complete, sentence.
One whole sentence.
It wasn't a complete sentence. So their idea is that the government is going to be in control by the people, but they have not written their constitution to assure that the people will be in control of their government.
And the second sentence is the other half of the paragraph.
Yes, it just goes on, but I'm not going to bore people. There are words in here that common people, everyday people, you and I, mm-hmm. the people who are going to be using this Constitution, would not be familiar with. On page 1, the Bill of Rights, section 2, it says that all powers not expressly given to the government are reserved to the people. The Constitution for New California State does not have a penumbra, and no powers are to be added by implication or added beyond a plain reading of the text and its original intent. Well, plain reading, and you've put in the word penumbra? How many people use that in their daily vocabulary? It is not clear. It is an arcane term that was used in the Supreme Court decision. And everybody was wondering, what the heck was that about a penumbra?
The definition is shaded region surrounding the dark central part of a shadow or a fringe area where something exists in a lesser degree.
So why didn't they say the Constitution for New California State does not have shaded meanings?
Right. Keep it
but
simple.
But by the very fact that they used penumbra means, yes, it does. Yeah, that's exactly what it has. It's too wordy. It goes on and on and on with 5,000 words when 50 would have worked. And we all know that if you take something to court, if you analyze it legally, the more you say, the more room there is for argument.
That's right.
So this Constitution, just on a couple pages here, mm-hmm. is ready for argument.
Wow. Well, we're... Okay, so...
Sometimes, you know, less is more.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, if you keep it simple and you keep it at a basic level so that the average person... Keep it at... I don't know. We've always talked about it. Keep it at a third grade level. That way you can explain it, people can understand it, you know, and then children can understand it, and they grow up understanding it.
And there's something to be said for simplicity.
There is, absolutely. Yes. Keep it simple.
Well, I think we're about time for a break, which we can take now, and then we will come back, and I will talk about some of the ways in which the new California Constitution does not give the power to the people.
Ouch.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in just a few moments.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Getting no satisfaction from the state of California, that's for certain.
Amen to that, that's for sure. Dissatisfaction.
Dissatisfaction, yes.
Holy cow.
It is nice that in the new California Constitution that the legislature shall prescribe laws protecting the people of this state from the burdens and evils arising from the presence of aliens dangerous or detrimental to the well-being or peace of the state. What kind of pretentious language is this?
Are they talking illegal or outer space?
Well, I think probably little green men in UFOs. I don't know. Okay. And it's just that kind of language throughout. In Section 35, I think it's still Article 1, talking about the legislative department, In all elections by the legislature, the members thereof shall voto viva voce, and the votes shall be entered on the journal.
Why don't they just say vote by voice?
Why not? What is this pretentiousness?
Vote by voice.
Voto viva voce. Come on.
It would be one less letter.
Yes. And everybody would have understood. A yes. voice vote.
Yeah.
Are they trying to show off? We're so smart. Look to us for your constitution.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying gerrymander, which is a term everybody understands.
Right.
When a congressional or assembly district is created, there shall be no manipulation of electoral district boundaries to favor a particular political party or group. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. On Section 42, international organizations shall have no authority in the state of New California. What are they talking about? International organizations such as... No authority, what do you mean? Do they mean the Bar Association as related to the licensing of attorneys? Mm. Is that what they mean? Then say so. Don't be so obtuse in what you are trying to tell us.
Right. Well, that leaves it wide open for interpretation.
Exactly. And that was my complaint at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The more you say, the more it can be misinterpreted mm-hmm. or legally challenged
right.
in court.
And legally challenged against you who wrote it.
Yes. In our state of Jefferson Constitution, we tried to shift the control, the power from the state to the counties mm-hmm. so that they were in charge of their own money, their own rules, ordinances. Obviously, state law would take precedence, but the counties had a lot of control. And in the New California, it says specifically the legislature shall establish a system of county, city, and town governments, which shall be consistent as nearly as practicable throughout the state. So they are giving the control and the power to the state, not the counties. And the state legislature shall have the power to provide for the election of a board of supervisors in each county. So, again, we're taking control away from the counties and giving it to the states, which is not what we want in the state of Jefferson. When we wrote the state of Jefferson Constitution, we had a debate over the gender of our language, the pronouns. He, she, her, his, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And we determined that it was going to be the generic he, him, his, if it mattered. We were not going to play that game.
Right.
And throughout this Constitution, they use he and she, he and she, he and she. Come on, folks, take a stand. When it comes to language, gender can be used, and it has nothing to do with sex.
Correct.
There was a particular part of in the Judicial Department, they never once list the qualifications for judges. I don't know if that mattered to them or if they just assumed that they would all be bar registrants, bar meaning British.
Paying their money to the crown.
British Registry.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the A stands for. But and they have appellate. They say that the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction in all cases when the matter in dispute exceeds $25,000. Well, how many civil cases go before the court that are less than $25,000? Hardly anything.
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court is going to have
all of it.
The jurisdiction. Here's another one. They are going to establish tribunals for conciliation. Such tribunals shall have no power to render judgment to be obligatory on the parties except as the parties voluntarily submit their matters in difference and agree to abide the judgment or assent thereto in the presence of such tribunal in such cases as shall be prescribed by law. I think that's gobbledygook.
I can say what?
Yes, exactly. If I can't understand it, then it has no meaning to me. It should not be in there.
And then how do you support something that you don't understand?
Exactly. How did the people expect the common person, and I don't mean by common meaning lesser,
right.
I mean just ordinary people in their ordinary language, how
right.
did they expect us to understand this? Now, when we get to education, which is near and dear to my heart, I expect that the people of the state, before I get there, in Section 13 of Article 12, it says, no perpetuities shall be allowed except for eleemosynary purposes. Don't show off to me in my Constitution. I don't know what eleemosynary means. Why are you putting it in a constitution for the people? It is not commonly used. No one's vocabulary includes that word. In Section 12, natural resources of this state shall not be used in a manner that is not beneficial to the people of the state of New California. Why didn't you just say natural resources of this state shall be used in a manner that is beneficial to the people? What are all these nots doing in there? Double negatives. It is not clear. It is not well written. It should not have been approved by anybody who came to vote.
Well, that's the question. Did people actually read it? For context and content.
Dave on the line. Yeah. Question about state
splits. Okay. They also say that marriage is a covenant between one man and one woman. That's state control. Who gives the state the right to determine what marriage is?
Right.
We have a caller on the line, and then we are going to get to the school, which I promised, and then I interrupted myself.
All right. Dave. Dave, are you there? Did we lose Dave? Dave is not there. Okay.
No. did you happen to look up eleemosynary? I'm curious as to what that word means, frankly.
I did not.
Education. Right now, education is an extremely important issue in our state, in our country.
Absolutely.
Who controls education?
Considering we're at the bottom of the barrel, California, we spend the most and we have the worst.
Exactly.
Worst results, anyway, put it that way.
And according to the new California Constitution, Section 1 comes up with a bold statement, parents have the unrestricted right to control the education of their children. And the management of our schools is vested within the citizens of the local counties and districts. Perfect. I love it. Yes. And then they go on in sections 2 through whatever to restrict the right of parents.
So which is it?
Yeah. So after having said that in Section 1, then in Section 2, they say that English proficiency for all students. The main goal of all educational programs is to make all students fluent in English. Well, yes, I agree with that.
Right.
But what if that's not what the parents want?
Because of their unrestricted right.
Yes, they have an unrestricted right to control the education of their children. What if they say, no. We don't want
right.
our students to be fluent in... Now, it's stupid.
Right.
But it's a restriction.
Right.
Suddenly the state is telling you,
mm-hmm.
no, this is what you have to have. And in some cases, this means that teaching some subjects to limited English proficiency students in their home languages.
There you go. Okay.
There's Mama State coming in and telling you, no, we're going to have bilingual education in our schools.
There you go.
Do we have Dave back?
Is Dave there? Good morning, Dave. Are you there?
Yes, this is Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go for it.
I had a question on the state split, and my understanding is the state Senate, Assembly, and Governor would need to approve it. So even if the voters approve it, they still need to approve it. And I was just wondering, are there any votes in the legislature, or is there a plan How can the votes be obtained in the legislature? And is there anyone in there now who supports this and would help? Because I can't imagine the Democrats going along with this in the legislature.
Well, the beauty of it is we have an initiative. The way it's written is that it requires the governor.
It's an amendment to the Constitution.
It's an amendment to the Constitution of California. And that's going. And if you go to californiastatesplit.com, you can read it. You can see everything about it. californiastatesplit.com. And that will tell you what we're looking at as far as the initiative, which forces the governor to sign off on it and the legislature to sign off on it
when
it passes.
If the people vote to separate into four separate states and the counties, then that vote requires, according to a state amendment to the Constitution, it requires the legislature to allow it to happen, to sign the legislation separating the state. So they would have
They could not say no.
They could not say no. It would be an amendment to the Constitution that requires their affirmative vote.
Yes.
So then it would go to the District of Criminals, right? And they would have to.
Yes, that's true. It would have to go to the District of Criminals.
Yes.
And that's where the fight would be. Yes. But if you already have it approved by the state, our chances at the criminal district would be better.
Especially since it's happened four times before.
Yeah.
So LaMalfa, would he approve it? Are there other House representatives and the senator? I guess the California senators wouldn't approve it, right? But the others hopefully would?
We're hoping, yeah, and that's where the fight would have to be generated. It is an uphill battle, but the federal government in the past has approved state splits. So it isn't something brand new.
The one you're talking about, right, the crazy one.
New California.
Yeah, they don't have that language that says that if it passes, Democrats shoot it down in the state Senate and legislature and the governor, right?
They couldn't. They're assuming that they are going to bypass that requirement completely because Trump will declare that California is in a state of insurrection, and he will remove the control of California from the current governor and legislature and hand it over to the new California people. That's the basis of their argument. I don't see that happening, however.
He doesn't have the jurisdiction to do
so.
Yeah,
Trump can't do that.
No.
So it sounds like what you have, the criminals in Sacramento can't shoot this down, but what they have, the courts are going to shoot it down, right?
Yeah, I don't see that it would ever get to the courts.
Because it went to the people.
Because New California is basing their assumption on Trump taking the state of California and handing it over to them.
Yeah, and he's not going to do that, but if he did, the Supreme Court would probably step in and say you can't do that, right?
I would think so, because it's totally unconstitutional and illegal, yeah. And again, they're basing this on the West Virginia model, which does not compare to what's going on in California. California has not seceded from the Union.
Yet.
Yet.
The bottom line is that what you guys have, our state can't shoot it down, and then it would be a battle at the federal level. What they have is the courts, Trump isn't even going to do it, or the courts are going to shoot it down.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
That's a good interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Nice talking to you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Going back to the schools,
Then
it says that the legislature shall provide for a system of public schools by which a school be kept up and supported in each district at least 200 days of education in every school year. Well, there's a restriction. What if the parents want 180? What if the parents want 300? What if the parents don't want any limit at all?
So they're negating Section 1.
So right there.
Where the unrestricted rights of the parents are being thwarted again.
And what if the parents don't want a system of public schools at all?
Right.
What if they all want to say, nope, up to us, thank you very much?
Yeah.
And then this sentence in here is just stupid. Excuse me. But in the Constitution for the state of New California, they specify that no in-service training days are permitted during school days. What the heck?
In-service days. Now, tell people that are not educators
that
what that
means
is.
That the school cannot establish a day during the school year when teachers go to a training session and the students do not come to school.
Hmm.
Who cares? Is that really constitution worthy?
No.
Why is it so important that you would put that in there? Statutory, maybe, but again, it's not the unrestricted right to control the education given to the parents when they start making these silly little rules.
Right.
And then it says that all schools, public, private, and home schools, shall emphasize reading, writing, and mathematics and the federal and state constitutions. I have no problem with that being the goal.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you are restricting what the parents can decide.
So you need to reword or think about number one, the unrestricted part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the state of New California legislature shall establish and maintain a system of education whereby the management of our schools is vested in the citizens within the local counties and districts. Well, which is it? If you can't have in-service days, are you really giving the control to the people and the counties and the districts? Also, in Section 8, the parents and guardians shall have the authority to decide the method of education and training for their children, and each school year, parents shall be provided with a class curriculum of all subject matters. Well, if the parents are provided with a class curriculum, who determines the class curriculum? Should it not be the parents? Then why would they be provided with something that someone else has created if they're supposed to be in charge?
Well, that's the thing. Is it going to be are they going to address it later on that there's a PTA, a parent, a teacher association, or just a parent association that puts together the curriculum for their school or district or what have you?
Now, I will be honest and confess here that when we first started creating our education section for our State of Jefferson Constitution, we ran into these problems of separating who's going to be in charge and where's the money going to come from. And Chris Hanhall, constitution expert back in Florida, said, what the heck are you guys thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It either is a public system and you put up with all the problems with a public system, or it is not, and then the parents are in charge.
Right.
So in Jefferson, we completely separated it.
Mm-hmm.
The parents are in charge.
There you go.
And the only way that the Department of Education comes into it is to provide an interface, a liaison between the outside world and what education happens in the state of Jefferson is what we were talking about then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So any federal funding would go through the Department of Education if the schools in Jefferson wanted federal funding at all. It would be up to them.
Mm-hmm.
One section which is interesting, I do agree with, Section 12, designated staff and teachers are to be armed on school grounds. My only problem with that is designated. Who gets to designate? And in a system in which there are no restrictions on gun ownership and carrying, why would you have to designate staff and teachers? Why wouldn't they all be armed at their choice?
Right. And you don't have to, like you said, it's a choice. Some people are not comfortable with it for whatever reason, or they don't want to do it. Okay, that's fine. They don't have to.
That's exactly right.
They don't have to. But those that do want to do it and are comfortable with it and are going to do it are also going to be treated equal as well. It's fair both ways.
Yes.
Yeah. So keep it fair both ways. And remember, an armed society is
a polite
society.
And in that regard, a concealed armed society is a polite society because you never know who has one.
That's right. That's right.
In Section 13, it says parents and students are ultimately responsible for their education. Unless you want to have an in-service day, and then they can't do that. Come on, folks. Make up your mind one way or the other. Now, Section 14 says, additional forms of education. The state of New California shall provide free and appropriate public education, and they're calling it FAPE.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right there, appropriate. Uh-oh, take me to a court to determine what the definition of appropriate is. They address the inclusion and enhancement of special education, adult education, post-secondary education, and extracurricular activities so that all parts of the public have the opportunity to maximize personal fulfillment and contribution to society. Excuse me, Marx and Lenin, move over. We have the new state of California. That is about as much of a socialist statement as I have ever seen stated in an educational constitution section.
Yeah.
We are contributing to society. And we're maximizing personal fulfillment. Is that truly the goal of education in New California? Is to maximize personal fulfillment. I'm sorry, you've lost me.
Yeah, and again, the way it's worded, interpretation at every level, you know, it's it can be thrown out, it can be forced upon you, what have you. So,
well, then Section 16 says, classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties focused on sexual orientation or gender identity shall not be permitted in education through grade 12. What if the parents want it?
Right. Goes back to number one.
Not that I think it should be. I'm not arguing in favor of it. I'm
right.
Just showing the split between what they say and then what they provide in the Constitution. And so much of this is statutory. It should not be in a Constitution.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You're absolutely right. The unrestricted right of the parent. So when you go through that first section under Article 6, Education, with the parents with their unrestricted rights, then you have to compare everything that follows that to that statement, because that statement's number one.
Yes.
And you have to go through and see how it all follows in line with that. Is it counterintuitive to it? Does it support it? Is it beyond it? Whatever. So you have to do that for every single one of these. And I don't believe they did.
No, in too many places. I am appalled that they presented this Constitution as having been reviewed more than once by their own group and then presented to the people, and I am appalled at any people who would have purportedly read this Constitution carefully and then voted in favor of it, because it is not ready for prime time.
No.
It is not ready for a vote. It is not consistent. And I was looking for the part about guns, and I am not finding it. Under Article 3, the sheriff, they do say the sheriff's purpose and duty is to secure the rights and the liberties of the people. Hurrah. That's what it should do. And the sheriff shall be the sovereign constitutional law enforcement authority. Perfect. That's what it should say. And it accountable to the citizens.
If you're looking for the gun part of it, it's under under the Bill of Rights. So it's third page in. It's under number 14, A and B.
Okay. And the problem then with Section 6 under the sheriff, one of the requirements is that he have a 5-year minimum experience in law enforcement and meet the training requirements thereof. I do not want a sheriff that has met training requirements required by someone else. Okay, we're very short on time, but I do want to cover this on arms. They are drawing a distinction between the militia and the National Guard, which is good. And they do have the right to keep and bear arms, and that's not actually the part that I was looking for. But get this, if you are at all considering New California, go to their website. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go to their website, find it for yourself. Get the Constitution, read it, and see if it is something that you actually can support. We are down to the last 40 seconds.
There you go.
We're done.
We're done.
Do your due diligence. Don't just go along with something because it sounds good.
Right. Well, we always have to do our homework.
We do, and I did, and I was not happy with what they had presented to me.
Okay.
So, go out there and fight the smoke. Stay cool. Breathe properly. And this is the state, Jefferson State of Mine.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, the time has come.
For 51, let's get her done.
Let's get her done.
Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.